second best running attack in the league and the best against not giving up sacks. When you think about all that, what do you?
I mean, man, this Sunday we just got tested. That's it. I mean, they got a great, you know, dual threat as far as in the backfield and all that. But as far as, hey man, I'm gonna get you back. But as far as the, you know, not giving up sacks to get the ball out quick and allowing Mariota to get back there to, you know, get hit or anything like that. And also, they use his ability too, which he can run.
So what about this running attack? What stands out about it? What are some keys to trying to at least slow it down?
Yeah, I mean, it's just basically for us, it's fundamentals and all that, understanding what they're giving us in all their personnel as far as, you know, whether in 22, loaded up, two tight ends, two backs, things like that. And key to stopping that, honestly, is just being very, very, very. All right.
You were about to give us a good quote.
Yeah, exactly.
Key to stopping
my bad.
It.
Yeah. I just want to say that's B-Mac. But the key to stopping it, honestly, is being very, very physical, which this game is going to be. And so we've got to go out there. Somebody's got to whoop some tail and, you know, make a play.
So it sounds like, you know, it's who hits first.
Yeah.
Who hits back the quickest. Mm-hmm. Some thoughts about that?
Yeah. As far as that goes, I mean, we can't just dip our toe in the water, honestly. We got to go out there, guns blazing from the start till finish. Anybody?
Is this the biggest – one of the biggest challenges y'all would face in terms of running attack?
No, I mean, you know what happened week one. We gave up too much in the running game, and so we understood that. And so one of our philosophies is stopping the run, and that's key in order to get them to a third down situation and put the game in Mariota's hands.
Every game in the end.